Hey folks, welcome to Old Ass Movie Review. I almost forgot where the hell I was at.
We are in the Old Ass Movie Review studio, which is in remote locations, hidden in Northwest Florida.
in an underground fortress off the airbase of Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah. Safe from Godzilla.
Safe from Godzilla and King Kong.
Yes,
and
exactly.
All the other Kongs that are coming out. I'm Dave. That's Scott. I'm not sure if Scott's going to reset.
I'm
just going to say I'm Dave and the other guy's Scott. And yeah, we are going to do a movie review of It Happened One Night with Clark Gable. Yes. And I can never remember that nice lady's name. She's so beautiful and so great. Claudette Colbert.
Claudette.
This is interesting about this movie. In 1934, back when the award shows actually meant something and they were giving away the whatever the hell the award is for best movie and all that.
The Academy Awards.
Claudette Colbert was up for three Academy Awards. Three. This is one of the movies, and there's two more. She was like, I'm not going to win any of these. It was getting late at night. They were taking their time to get to the award ceremony. And she's like, I'm outie. She gets up. She goes to the train. She's getting ready to leave. Best actress is put up. She's on it for this movie, for It Happened One Night. Mm. The producers had to stop the train so it wouldn't take off. They got to the train station, got her off the train and said, look, you got to be there just in case. They held the train for her. So after the show, she'd leave. She got there.
Wow.
Just as she was getting there, I guess they were giving her name like, oh, Claudette Colbert, what? Yeah. She went on stage, accepts her award, leaves.
And ran back up.
Leaves.
That's wonderful.
But her and Clark Gable, when they were doing the show, Clark Gable was on loan from another studio.
Hmm.
And neither one of them thought this was going to be a good movie. She came off and one of her friends had told her, or she had said to one of her friends, I should say, that I just got through filming the most terrible movie I've ever filmed in my life.
Really?
This is a horrible movie. Don't waste your time. Clark Gable basically had the same attitude, like, this is just going to be a horrible movie. Nobody's going to see this movie.
That's amazing.
I guess it was just the way that it was being shot or whatever. But after all said and done, 1934 Academy Award, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Screenplay, Best Cinematography. No other movie until Cuckoo's Nest won that many Academy Awards, swept the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
They won everything. They won freaking every major award for that year.
Yeah.
Which is very unheard of back then and even now for a romantic comedy. And yes. When I was reading that and hearing all this stuff about the show and the movie and kind of the trouble that they had putting it together, just trying to get all the parts together. But I guess Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable got along fairly well.
Well, if they didn't, they were phenomenal actors. Let's roll back just a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, this movie definitely deserved the awards. It was funny because I got about halfway through and I do feel it has some pacing issues. It slows down a little bit and I'm like, I'm finished tomorrow. It's usually a kiss of death for a movie for me if I stop. But since we do the show, thankfully, I finished the movie and it deserved every bit of praise it got. I love the way they did a lot of stuff in here. The humor is good. Clark Gable, you sent me a text that Clark should have done more comedy. And yes, he has the chops.
He definitely did.
I liked that he and Claudette did not appear super far apart in age. Common. They appeared a lot closer. It was, but their energy and their chemistry on stage or on screen really worked well. And this movie had me laughing out loud. I love the ending. And this is sorry, folks, I'm all over the place, but when the walls of Jericho fall, what a great way to film a sex scene. They led up to it the whole time. He's calling, you know, trying to make sure the annulment's gone through so they can, you know, because the walls are coming down.
The walls of Jericho.
It was very tasteful. I really liked the movie.
But back then, back in 1934, they had a hard time.
Yes, they did.
Shirt off in one of the scenes, and this is before the censors really got.
Yeah, this is what they call a pre-code Hollywood movie. Yeah,
and even then they were trying to like, oh my God, you can't do that. And at the time, thank God, the people at the time were like, we can do whatever the hell we want. Clark, take your shirt off. And he takes his shirt off. But the thing that I think probably really threw them over the edge is when Claudette Colbert starts undressing, which today we would be like, she's fully dressed. It's basically another dress under the dress when she's on her slip. But the way she turned her body, she's almost at a three-quarter angle view when she's taken off her top, and you can see her slip, and it's just a slip. She's just in a slip. But it's the way that is shot, with the angle, the lighting, her three-quarter view of her face.
Oh, it's all very smartly done. Yeah,
image. It's all very provocative. And then for her to come around the walls of Jericho, which is basically a rope between the beds,
to show that he was a gentleman, that he was not interested. And that's okay, folks. Let's back up a little bit here. This is a romantic comedy. It checks all the boxes that
I'm
watching and it's like, of course, you know, I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't, because this is probably the first and everybody's taking off of this.
Exactly.
And that's what was really cool. You know how this is going to end from the moment this movie starts. And let me talk about the moment it starts. This really rich girl is in love with King Wesley, who's some aviation magnate who has all kinds of money and everything. And he's about 50 years older than her. And she's actually married to him. Her father's forbidding it and everything. And she just jumps right off the boat and takes off swimming.
It's so funny. It's like down below. Then she gets away.
Yeah.
That the fact that she not only jumped off the boat and started swimming, she's in a freaking evening gown. And Claudette Colbert is swimming fast. I mean, they didn't film that speed up, because I was looking at the waves trickling away. Because usually you can tell when they speed a film up and you're like, oh, they're trying to make it look funny. She was hooking it. And I'm like, how in the hell is she actually swimming? Hell of a swimmer. But it's funny because Claudette Colbert, for the most part, did mostly serious type roles. Kind of played a bitch a lot, if I remember correctly.
She'd be good at that.
She did do some comedy. She did do, I think, a few more romantic comedies. Probably not as many as she should have. You know, she's another one who could really pull off. The leg scene that when they were hitchhiking.
Oh, the hitchhiking scene. I love.
Talk about that, and then I'll add a little bit of.
So they're trying to get a car and hitchhike. And Clark Gable has got this whole system, all these different type of thumb signals and body movements, because he's so full of shit. He's trying to impress her. By this point, you see he's starting to fall for her.
Yeah.
And she's already started to fall for it. This is what I like about this movie. You see it happen before the actors see it happen. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. So you're with that. But he's showing her all these hitchhiking moves, and the cars are just blowing by. And dude, there's a scene where there must be 40 cars just going by, and he's not stopping a one. So what does she do? She stands by the side of the road and hikes that skirt up and shows a leg. Man, that, you know what happens. The car slams on the brakes, and wow, what a character that guy was.
Yeah, right? what's funny is Clark Gable is like, you know, I don't understand why they're not stopping. And she's like, well, let me give it a try. And he's like, yeah, good luck. You'll never figure out what your thumb's special.
Yeah, like it's some secret code.
She's standing there by the side of the road. She's waiting for the car. She's looking both ways, waiting for the car to come. She hikes up her skirt and she moves her leg back and forth, you know, very, very sexy. The thing about that scene is Claudette Colbert wasn't going to do it originally.
Really?
They were going to have a body double come in and do the leg. She did. She was like, I'm not going to show my leg. I don't know. That's not my character. That's not me. And, you know, I'm not going to do it. But evidently when she got a look at the double's legs, she was like, well, that's not my leg. That's not even close. Like, she just thought it would pull anybody out that was looking at it and be like, definitely not her leg. So she was like, I'll hike it up. I'll do this scene. And it's one of the most iconic scenes in cinema history.
Mm-hmm.
It's her hiking up her skirt to her knee. And
Scandalous.
Scandalously moving her knee and leg back and
forth. Saw an ankle.
Yeah, the car lock, you ain't saw her knee. Shit, you see a thigh. And back then, you didn't do that. You know, that was not done. But that car locks up those brakes.
That was a neat twist. I did not see that guy being a thief.
No, neither did I. I thought he was just going to get out of there because he didn't like the way Clark Gable was talking.
Yeah, but to find out, now, I got to talk about that. He leaves them stranded. This guy who picks them up while they were hitchhiking, and Clark Gable chases after the car. Mm-hmm. Now, get this. He catches that car. He beats the guy up. He ties him up and makes it back all within probably 30 minutes. Impressive.
Don't question it.
No questions. He's got some blood on him, but he's driving the car.
Because Megan's got a little nick on his. See, this is when you really know that she's falling for Clark Gable and he's kind of liking her. He's got this big gash on the side of his face. And she pulls out a rag and she's like, damps it. And she starts cleaning it up while he's driving. He's like, you know, knock it off. And she won't. She just like, oh, you're so brave. That's such a nice thing to do. She's trying to compliment him throughout the show eventually. And at one point, I'm like, Clark, shut the fuck up and just be nice, you know?
Yeah.
I know why you're doing it. Just be nice to her. But I like when he finally decides towards the end of the movie, he finally decides he's going to write his story. But his story isn't the one that he initially thought he was going to write. It's about
how he fell in love with her.
Her falling in love. And, you know, the marriage is going to be annulled. And he takes it to his editor who doesn't want to talk to him.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Because he's a drunk. We learned this early on. His drunks. Editor, the interactions of Clark Gable and his boss, the editor, are wonderful. It reminds me a lot of, J.K. Simmons as... in the Spider-Man movies. Jonah Jameson. Yeah. So that's what he reminds me of. And it just the energy, and he's just so angry at this guy all the time. He don't even want to read. He doesn't realize this guy is handing him the story of the century. And he's so disgusted with Clark Gable's character. He just throws it in the trash. And it's like, but man,
but I like how after Clark leaves, He pulls it out of the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he pulls it out of the garbage, gives him the money that he's asking for.
Yes.
And then he finds out later that the girl had called while Clark Gable's still in the city.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah. He's driven to New York, written his article, got the money, going to go back to the girl. Well, in the interim, she's been kicked out of the hotel that they were staying in. She's had to call her father. The police are having her shipped back to New York with her dad because her dad's come and got her.
Mm-hmm.
And Gable's going back to her. The cops and everybody are going, Pat, and he sees her in the car. He's like, what the hell just happened? His whole world just crumbles. And it turns out that she thought that Clark Gable left.
Yep.
The dad's got a letter from Clark Gable or from the character's name is
Peter Warren. Yeah.
And it says, it's about your daughter. She owes, it's about money. Yeah. You know, you owe
it looks like
money.
All he's after is the reward. Yeah. But that's what's beautiful about that. And I'm actually going to shy away from spoiling this ending. I know this, the movie's almost 100 years old. Yeah, however, for me, the ending was surprising to me, because usually this goes a different way with a different person making the decision to stop the wedding, you know? So it was nice. It was nice. I really liked this movie. At the end, I found myself smiling as it was over, and it's like, there it is. Yeah. Good job.
That's good job. How I was too.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the ending. I'm going to take a wild guess and say the way they filmed it was because Gable and Colbert weren't available.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like the way, but it
does perfectly. Seem that way.
It just worked perfectly though.
It did work. I started to get, when I was watched this ending, and this will give it away for folks, is I was reminded of the ending of The Graduate. And that's
a little bit.
I was like, okay, I bet you they looked back and saw this, and you know, because this is one of the first romantic comedies, so this set the stage for this is the formula, this is the recipe.
This I would say would be the big one, like you said, the formula. This is the one with all the ingredients, and this is the one that I think everybody goes to. I mean, when Harry Met Sally.
Two
people meet, they don't like each other, they fall in love.
Same thing. Yeah. It's the
same thing with this one. They meet, they don't like each other, they fall in love. But this one is a little bit harder. It takes a lot longer for these two idiots to realize that they're actually in love. But it works really well. They did a good job. It was well written, directed by Frank Capra.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah. He was one of those guys who he got the rights to it, and somebody was going to try and get it from him, and he was like, no, this is what I want. And then he's the one who picked out Claudette Colbert and Gable, and everybody's like, oh, we can't get that. No way. And he's like, this is what I want. This is what, you know, you want me to make this movie? This is what I'm going to do. And they finally got it to him. Robert Riskin and Samuel Hopkins Adams were the writers. Robert Riskin was Faye Ray's husband.
Oh.
Yeah. I follow their daughter on Instagram. She talks about her mom and dad a lot.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I believe Robert Riskin is her dad. I'm almost sure that he is. But like the cast and crew, they're all character actors of the time period. Mm-hmm. Alan Hale. I mean,
yeah.
And all sorts of stuff. It's crazy.
Well, when you watch this, I recognize a lot of people that I've seen in these older movies, and it's because they were with these studios, and that's I mean, that's how it is today as well. It's just that pool seems much smaller. But if you watch like a Robert Rodriguez film, you're going to see a certain set of actors. John Carpenter is it's almost like the Adam Sandler, for Christ's sake. God bless him. He brings all his friends. So hell, that's awesome. So it's. And so with this, when you're watching these and these films from the same studio, you start to see the same actors over and over and over. And it makes sense. Yeah.
Good stuff, though.
But this was a really good movie.
I highly recommend it. It's 90 years old. It's 1934. We're in 2024.
Yeah, we're 10 years away from it. 90 years old.
Are we again? 90 years old or so. And I highly recommend this movie.
Especially it's impressive.
A fan, Claudette Colbert fan, romantic comedy fan. This is the thing. This all has everything you want right there in it.
And this is new to me because it's really hard for me to get into some of the older movies, and I'm sure if it's hard for me, it's hard for a lot of people to think, oh, look at that, it's old, they're gonna talk funny, it's just gonna be a bunch of talking. I'm gonna tell you what, when you have a movie like this and you don't have special effects,
right,
you rely on the power of the actors and the writers to tell a compelling story and to bring you along, and it's wonderful when it works. You see a really solid movie, and there's nothing like it today because they hide a lot of that stuff with fancy graphics and explosions. Right. So you're down to the brass tacks basically on this. Very good movie. I highly recommend it.
Modern movie making is we can hide that in post, which means we'll put a special effect in it. No one will notice the bad acting, the bad writing. Well, Riskin was a master.
The loopholes,
Frank Capra was an absolute master of the directing craft. And you had two of the best actors and actresses of the time.
Yeah.
In a movie. And they all were working together on the same movie. That doesn't always amount to good.
But it did.
Then, back in those days when the studios were running everything, and you know, they did a lot of bad shit. They're not going to say they didn't. But they did a lot of stuff right. They trained their actors, they trained their actresses, and they trained their directors. And their writers were well trained on how to do their craft. And usually you got good movies. Even their bad movies, even their B movies were better than the crap that's out there now, in my opinion. Yeah. I love that stuff. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, it's they're forced to make something good. They're forced to make something coherent, something that makes sense, something that's entertaining, something that checks all the boxes. It's just it's been a nice journey. So with that being said, folks, this movie did deserve all its awards. I stumbled across this was my recommendation for the week. I was looking at pre-code Hollywood movies and just wanted to see what was out there. That was one of them on the list and popped up as one of the greatest movies or the best romantic comedies. And it's like, I love a good rom-com. So this was definitely it and highly recommended. Before we go, though, I do want to say hit the like, hit the share, hit the subscribe button. Tell a friend, tell your mom, and you can catch us anywhere you stream your video or stream your audio. So we will catch you next week.